everybody. Welcome to the work session of the Gustavus City Council. And for those of you that may be trying to get online, the passcode is 1802. So here we go. We're going to start at what we usually do at the fairly informal work sessions, is to talk about the upcoming agenda for next Monday's meeting. But we have two items. Or another item. The first item tonight will be the AMLIP recommendations for FY25, and City Treasurer Ben Sadler will tell us about that.
Thank you, Shelley. Ben Sadler, City Treasurer. When we changed the AMLIP policy, well, when we created the AMLIP policy last year, one of the things that we said that we would do is that every year at the beginning of the fiscal year, the treasurer would give recommendations to the council on how to move forward with AMLIP. And then we forgot to do it last year. So here we are this year. And it's pretty simple, straightforward. And again, this is just my recommendations. It's up to the council to decide if they want to do something differently. For the reserve account, we said that we would keep the reserve account at or near the current year's fiscal year's budgeted amounts. Currently, we're short $14,079.28. We're making over $5,000 a month in interest on the account. And so because of that, I don't think that we need to move any money from one account to another, because in 2 or 3 months, we'll have exceeded that amount. The NCOs that are coming up later will be for the money that was in the budget that the council approved. So that money will be getting moved forward, but it still leaves the gravel pit short of, the original amount I wanted to put in. It's going to leave us $13,968 short. And the repair and replace for the library is currently $23,622.26 short. And so it's my recommendation that we either A, as soon as we know what the carryover is, once we've closed out FY24, we start off by using that money to get these accounts in line with where they need to be, or B, that we move money from long-term capital projects, which is really just a holding account, even though it has capital projects in the title. But one way or the other, I think that in FY25, we should get both these accounts more in line with where they should be, and not just where we've been keeping them. And so that is it for the AMLIP accounts. The only other AMLIP accounts are the long-term and the current capital projects. And both of those are, you know, one's a holding account and the other one has as much money in it as the council has appropriated for the current capital projects that we have. So that's it. Unless you guys have questions.
Questions?
I'm curious. So you say the gravel pit fund was going to be short, like $13,000 of your recommendation.
Yes.
Can you refresh my memory on what we're shooting for there as far as what your recommendation was?
Yes. So the gravel pit fund, when they first made it, they came up with an arbitrary number and said, let's put $6,000 in it each year to start building a gravel pit fund. But in our capital improvement plan, we have that we need $500,000 in it in order to do anything as far as, you know, improving the gravel pit fund. And so I suggested last year that what we do is we take half of the income that we make off the gravel pits and put that back into the gravel pit fund. And this year, because once we realized how short we were on the budget, we went back to $6,000. So the $19,968 would have been half of what we made in income from the gravel pit last year.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? And I don't see any from council members online. All right. Thank you. And next, I'd like to ask Liesl Barker, the clerk, to give us some announcements.
Hi, Liesl Barker, clerk. So I just wanted to update all of you council members, as well as the public, that the roads is now has their own webpage under city departments on our website. And then from there, if people have concerns about the roads or maintenance, that they would, you know, like to request or report, There's a sub tab on the left-hand side that says road maintenance concerns slash reports, and they can click on that, and that takes them to a web form that'll be sent directly to the contractors for the road, and they will get back to them within 24 to 48 hours in response. So that is in the works. I'm hoping to have a flyer with the QR code to that web form up by the end of this week. And we'll have that up and running. We are doing early voting, absentee in person for the preliminaries for the state in City Hall. So if anybody wants to stop in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3, we can take care of your early voting. Bring your ID. And what was the last thing that we were going to
Was it council member election?
Oh, yes. Yep. And so we just started posting, getting ready for all of our city elections that are coming up on October 1st. We will be looking to fill 4 different seats on council. One is a 1-year term. The other 3 are 3-year terms. So if anybody is interested in that, start thinking about it. Those forms will be out soon. And then if somebody who is a Gustavus resident who will not be in Gustavus for our city election on October 1st, and they need a mail-in absentee ballot, they can fill out that form. All the forms can be found on our website under elections, and the absentee forms are also posted at the post office.
Thank you very much. And then I guess one last announcement, and Kathy, I'm kind of springing this on you. Did you want to mention the town hall meeting for Wednesday?
Sure. As a lot of you know, we were able to secure a planning grant for area-wide septage study to see what we might be able to come up with for a plan that we could use eventually to deal with some of our solid waste septage, whether or not it's dewatered or processed here. And the engineers, 2 of them, are coming over Wednesday. We'll spend the day Wednesday looking at things. Would like to hear from any public members who might be interested that evening to talk about it. We won't have solutions at that time, but we still would like to hear from folks on whether they have any ideas, whether they have questions that they'd like to be considered when they're doing the study, and when they're looking at options and alternatives. And then they'll be here the next day, the engineers will, until jet time. But any of you who have concerns, and I know there's a lot of folks out there who do, this is the time to come and have a conversation about it at 6:30.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions? Nope. All right. Okay. Now we'll be moving on to the agenda meeting for next Monday, August 12th. First item are the minutes from the general meeting on July 8th, 2024. Hopefully folks will have had a chance to look through them. Are there any, anyone have any questions or comments about the minutes or any corrections? Okay, I don't see any. And then there will be 4 different staff reports, committee and staff reports. Next Monday, disposal and recycling center, marine facilities, quarterly report, city treasurer and city administrator. And unless there's anything you wanted to mention in advance, Kathy, we'll move on. Okay. There'll be 4 items on the consent agenda. And if you look them over next week, next Monday, people always have the opportunity to move them from the consent agenda to new business. The first 2 items, I'll ask City Treasurer Ben if he could explain what the 2 AMLIP NCOs that you mentioned.
Yeah, they're the repair and replace and the gravel pit money that was put into the budget. So it's just moving the budgeted funds into the accounts.
Okay. And the gravel pit funds, which you already explained.
Right.
Okay. And then also there's one last item, I guess we'll skip from item 7 to item 9. Since you're at the table, could you talk about approving the calculation for the endowment fund grant amount for the FY25 cycle?
Yeah, so using the inflation adjusted principal value determination that the council set up for figuring out if we have money for the endowment fund awards and how much that money is, I came up with, and it's there, the red is the calculated part. I came up with $31,978.16 was the lower of the two, which is what we use. And then there was still the $10,000 left over the Stavis PFAS Action Coalition returned in FY23. So if the council approves of continuing to use that money, then we have $41,978.16 for the endowment fund award. And you'll need to make a motion at the general meeting that you want to award this amount of money. And then we'll need to come up with a working group once the applications start to roll in for the endowment fund.
Okay, I guess we can talk about the application opening period and deadlines Monday.
Or we could talk about it now, and we can talk about it then. The application period opens on September 1st and it closes on October 31st. The working group will meet sometime in the beginning of November to decide on how to award the money. The money will be awarded at the December, I think it was 9th, general meeting, and then the recipients of the awards will have until December 31st of 2025 to use up the funds.
Right. Okay, any questions? All righty, moving on. Then that takes us back to item 8 on the agenda, which is the Lands Committee member nominations and ratification. According to the ordinance, the mayor makes the appointments and nominates the chair, and the council ratifies it, which is like approval, only slightly different. And I am not entirely sure what the difference between approval and ratification is, but I'll make a motion and we'll vote on it. And we received 5 applications. We're anticipating 1 to 2 more. The people that I've appointed are John Berry, myself, Colleen Stansberry, Mike Taylor, Susan Warner, and I've also appointed, would like to appoint Mike Taylor as the chair of the committee. So that was number 9. That takes us to item number 10, approving. I'm sorry, did anybody have any questions or comments?
We'll maybe get a couple more applications by Wednesday. So we'll get a couple more applications maybe by Wednesday and add them to this for the version that goes on the final agenda.
I'm anticipating 1. I don't know whether we'll get it by Monday. Okay. And then the other is kind of a theoretical, but we may receive other applications too. But in any that we receive in time, you know, we can go ahead and approve them.
We could even do an amendment on at the general meeting to add somebody if we had another application. It'd be nice to, you know, have some more help.
Yeah, it'd be good to then the council can start meeting. Okay, the last item is the it'll be number 10. I don't think it has a number yet. Approving policies and procedures for a temporary heat pump incentive program. And Mike, you did the work on this. Could you explain what we have here?
Okay. So we've got this is a policy and procedure, a temporary one, and we adopt policies and procedures by resolution. So there's a resolution that goes along with it that sets forth the policy and the reason for adopting it. And some of that policy that's covered in the resolution is also duplicated in the policy and procedure. So we filed a grant with the National League of Cities for a there was a an opportunity that we heard of pretty much in the last minute, and the suggestion came from Jason Custer at AP&T, and he said, you know, you guys could qualify for this if you got a program you want to do. And we had talked about having, you know, some kind of incentive program at some time to support heat pumps, including funding, you know, some that we could use some of that funding for city-owned heat pumps for our buildings. And so we decided to file a grant, and Kathy actually handled all of it and got it through, and we were successful. One of, I was thinking 14, but is it 16 cities or something that got it nationwide?
I thought it was a dozen.
14. Well, okay, it's 14.
The letter we received said 12.
Oh, well, whatever. Not very many cities did, and nobody, I mean, there, and the cities that got it are all a lot bigger than we are. We can feel pretty good about Kathy's work and scoring this for us. So this program, and though, is staff.
And the staff who completed some of the paperwork. Yes. And you guys.
Yeah. Ben got it. When we got the award, Ben got filed in all of the forms that we had to do to support it. This is a temporary program, and it runs only until January 31st. So we propose to have an incentive program that's similar to the AP&T incentive program for heat pump installations. And offer a $500 incentive to anybody who installs a heat pump from, I think it's August 1st till January 15th. And so this policy and procedure sets forth a means of running that program as a temporary program. And there are some differences from the AP&T incentive program in that, for example, we haven't limited it to a single heat pump per meter. If a business or if the city wants to do it at multiple buildings, we can do that. So it's a little broader than the AP&T one. This would allow us to give 40 incentives, and internally, we can imagine doing three or four of them for the city, so that would reduce the cost of heat pump installations, not only by the $500 from this, but also the $500 we get from AP&T for an installation. So between those two, we can get $1,000 off the cost of installing a heat pump system. So this procedure sets forth or sets up the program. Says that we accept the grant because we didn't have time to run it by the council. So part of the point of this, of the resolution and the policy and procedure, is that the council does accept that grant, and it sets forth the means of implementing the program.
And do you know what the process is for people to apply for the AP&T incentive as well?
I applied for one and got one already for heat pump that I put in. And they've got a form on their website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go to the Gustavus programs page of their website and pull down a form and fill that out and send it in, and they're very quick at giving you the incentive. So it's a good thing to take advantage of. And their program doesn't sunset in January. It keeps going until they decide to stop it. But it really helps people who are concerned about the cost of it, or thinking, well, gee, it's going to run my electric bill up. Well, these two incentives have offset some of that cost and make heat pump installations a little more attractive.
Okay. And it doesn't preclude businesses from applying either.
Right.
So,
yeah, businesses can do it.
And there will be a rollout to advertise it I think, coming right up, right? There's a day that they plan to send materials and that we can then send out to the public to advertise it, not just via a paragraph on newsgroup.
So. Right. And I think we're not supposed to do an official announcement of this thing until they announce the winners are, you know, of this grant, which is, I think, a couple of days from now. But at any rate, we need to get it on our agenda. So it's there and we'll be, but we do need to implement this immediately because it takes time for somebody to decide they want to do a heat pump, order one, get it installed, especially if they're having an installer come and do it and you've got to get in line with the other customers. We did anticipate that there are going to be people who want to make use of this. They will have ordered a system, but it's not going to have been installed by the deadline on this. So we wrote in the procedure that if somebody is just waiting for the availability of an installer or their heat pump hasn't arrived in shipping, that they can just explain that on their application form and say they're going to install it when it comes, and they'd still be eligible because we want to make the use of all that money that's available, and we don't want to have somebody not be able to take advantage of it just because it was held up in shipping or the contractor couldn't get to their place yet.
So the deadline is for the application, not for the assembly?
Right. We said I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but if we get to the end of the last month or after January 1st and your heat pump hasn't arrived or you're delayed in installing it, but you have ordered it, then you can apply for it.
Thank you.
So we hope it works and we hope we can, you know, 40 outfits or people or whatever can get a credit or get an incentive.
Any comments or questions? And I see none. Does anybody else have anything? We've come to the end of the agenda, I think. Yes.
I just learned because we got contacted by GCI for the SHPO, the historical piece of their installation over by the old PO. Over across from the school by the gym, they are going to be removing their current antenna and putting newer, theoretically more efficient antennas as they redo that area and pad area.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little panicked because it said the antennas were going to be shorter. So I called up and I talked to a couple of people. So the gentleman who was working on that project is, he's going to email me tomorrow, but I suggested that he have an explanation with, you know, some maps and some sightings and the coverage areas and stuff like that. And I still haven't gotten all that information from him, but I'm hoping to host a Teams meeting by interested parties. I'm going to send it out to all the people who were part of the conversation about a year and a half or more ago when we were talking about cell service and issues in Gustavus. But they insist that it's going to help. I think the jury's still out because it's always been about the trees. But this gentleman is going to host a Teams meeting to talk about the GCI new antenna coverage and footprint over there.
Did he give you any kind of a timeline for when they want to accomplish this?
Yes. I think it's going to be later in August.
Okay, quickly.
They did an engineering study. Mm-hmm. There's a whole engineering study that came with it about, you know, structurally, how sound it was. And so I'll send that out. But I wanted to let people know because I know there were people concerned about coverage here, but most of those folks have AT&T. This is GCI.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I guess one other last announcement. We've just found out that the final report to the Local Boundary Commission, this is the staff report, has been posted on the Local Boundary Commission site. We haven't had an opportunity to read it yet. We may have an opportunity to discuss it maybe next Monday, perhaps. And I got to the website just by Googling Local Boundary Commission, but we've got the full website if folks would like to give us a call, and we can direct you. I think it's a 42-page document.
You want me to read what Van Altverst wrote? Okay. Yeah, we heard from Jim Van Altverst just before the meeting about this. Well, about an hour or so before, he had texted me, and he said, this afternoon I received notice that the final report of the LBC regarding the proposal to incorporate the Hoonah Borough is available. I read the introduction and executive summary. I did read the earlier draft report cover to cover in more detail. Good news so far. It appears it's on to the LBC for the hearing and decision in September. Clearly, it seems that a proposal to form broader-based, demonstrably regional borough would be entertained. However, the current proposal should be dead in the water if the staff report holds water, I hope, he says. And you remember, Jim was our consultant way back when we did when we added to our boundaries for the hydro area, when we wanted to get that under our control so it couldn't be absorbed in somebody else's borough if that happened. And so he's helped us quite a bit over the ages. And when he looked at the original proposal, it was his he saw the key point as being the failure of Hoonah to propose a true regional government. And that became a core of our argument. And it actually became essentially the core of the problem that the LBC staff saw with it. So I'm very appreciative of Jim for helping us or helping inform our response to that as effectively as I think we did. And the mayor did a great job of putting that whole thing together.
Thank you. Any comments, thoughts, last words? Well, we are coming up at 6:27, and we've got enough time to get outside in the sun. Is everybody ready to adjourn? All right. Thank you all. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you again on Monday.